This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Stanley listening in Tyler, Texas. Hi, Stanley.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. My wife and I lead a youth group in a non-denominational church here in Tyler. And we got a couple of kids that go to a Catholic church on like Sundays and stuff. And just kind of wanted to get your opinion on Catholicism, and then if it's something that you think I should sit down with them and just explain the differences between Catholicism and just our church as well.
No, I think that's important. But I think what's most important is to be very familiar with essential Christian doctrine, because that's the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. And therefore, if you know what you believe and why you believe it, you have the benchmark. You have, as I said, a line, the line in the sand, so to speak. And on these essentials, we must stand shoulder to shoulder. In secondary issues, we can debate, and in all things, we want to use charity and love and gentleness and respect. So in essentials, unity; non-essentials, liberty; and all things, charity. There are many things that I disagree with Roman Catholics on. Some of those are secondary issues. There are Catholics, however, that hold to a crass system of works righteousness, just like there are Protestants that do. You can talk to a mainline Episcopalian who has denuded the Bible of the supernatural and find that they believe in a works righteousness. You can find the same thing within Roman Catholicism. On the other hand, you can find Roman Catholics that believe that you are saved by God's grace alone. Now, they do believe in Roman Catholic soteriology that that grace in the believer is a grace that produces a faith that is infused with works, and that those works are meritorious. And I disagree with that soteriology, but it's a highly nuanced position. While most Roman Catholics don't understand the nuances, and they believe you are therefore saved by what you do as opposed to what Jesus Christ did for you. But again, you find that in Protestant denominations as well. So the point is that you recognize ultimately that nothing in your hand you bring, only to his cross you cling. It's not what you do, it's what he did for us. That's why I get back to the essentials. It's important that you understand essentials. Once you do that, once you train the kids in that, then they'll immediately spot the deviations by comparison.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.